Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.
Hey. Hi. It's about that time. It's party time from the Culture Swan on RadioDR.co.za. Away, welcome to the first episode of The Cultured Swine on RadioDR.co.za. I am Sphume Mahlobo, but you shall further know me as Party Time. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this new journey. Shout out Slew, shout out CeeLo. So basically the purpose of me starting this podcast, like, damn, I just feel like sis malaleli abatabadala, you know, it's time for the kids, it's time for the youth. Also, this is like a safe space for venting, voicing opinions, and debating, oh shit, and drinking, obviously, like, it's party time. Today's guest host is a Durban-based fashion stylist who's worked on BET's Made in Africa reality show. Yes, he runs a fashion-based event called Lab Events Durban and co-owns the company Flowerwear amongst other projects. Sitting right next to me is Jay Cromhow, but you can call him Jay Styles. Jay Styles, how you is, brother?
How I is? I'm good, man. I hope everybody's good. You good?
I am good. I'm just very nervous. It's the first episode.
Yeah, I know. But thank you for inviting me onto the show on your first episode. Because, you know, the first episode got to be special.
Ah,
you
know, I'm popping my podcast V-card. Oh, my gosh. But before we start, can we just pop some champopalopes? Shout out Z-Store for making that up. So can we pop some champopes? Some popes. Let me just grab it. Thank you. Yeah. Shout out Yama, sponsor Sami.
Grabbag.
Hey, it's Grabbag. One way.
Hello back.
Apologies to my parents who are probably gonna like hear me like popping liquor.
It's okay, mom and dad. You know, something's gotta go.
Also, like monkey see, monkey do.
You know. Oh. Damn it.
That was dope.
It's
for the belief
right now.
This is our drink of the day. This is a special segment that we do. We basically drink on the show. So yeah, the drink of the day today is Ikrembeki. Ish, yabona lama blank the blanks. Blank the blanks. I'm gonna give it to you, Jay. Maybe you can say the name.
You were right. Actually, you know, I laughed at you just now, but it literally says blank the blanks.
Cheers, brother. Cheers. So Jay, yeah. What's happening? Let's talk about live events, bro.
Okay. First of all, like, Live Events is a fashion-based event whereby we get local designers to come together in a creative space, and then we basically organize a runway show for them. We organize the models for them. Some designers come with their own models, so it's up to them whatever they like, and we showcase their garments, and then with that we add like artists as well, like local and upcoming artists, mm-hmm. to basically embrace them and get them in a space whereby they can be seen by potential people that are obviously doing better than them or came before. So basically it's a space for creatives, all creatives alike, but more importantly the base of everything is the fashion, you know, and after that everything else happens. The artists, people bring their illustrations, paintings, whatever. So it's a creative space, but more than anything else, it's a fashion show.
And then how do you go about like finding people who are gonna participate? Who are going to bring their garments there and the artists? What's the process?
Okay, so the process is basically what we do is we obviously go on social media because social media is the number one thing where you can find information. And we suss people out. We make a list of those people. And then whether we're trying to DM you, obviously you've got your work on your social media because as every designer, you've got some kind of work on your social media. So we make a list of that. And from those people, we try our best to contact them, obviously via DM or via message or however it is. And then obviously we get you guys on board. And then going from there, we actually have rehearsals. So it's really nice for people to have rehearsals so that even a designer going into something, they can know that, okay, cool, it's going to go this way and this is going to work this way. And we're sure of it because we've done it with all the same people. So yeah, basically that's our process. With the artists, we ask them to email their tracks. We get a listen. We obviously formulate a list and then we give you guys feedback.
Oh, wait. Yeah. So I heard through the grapevine that it's coming back because you stopped for a bit.
No, we stopped for a bit. But like that's what happens when you have like something that's growing, but it's not that big. When it grows bigger, then you end up in a financial situation. So we kind of went our ways to just, you know, try and get finance and just come back together and knowing. Because you obviously can't depend on sponsors all the time. You know, people can disappoint you. So we branched out, worked on a couple of things, earned some money, and we're trying to bring it back in like a bigger way. So that's what we're trying to do. So 24th of August, look out for another live event.
No way, baby. Are there any, I don't know, upcoming names that you can drop that have been involved in this before?
Like we've worked with, much of them haven't been like obviously to like a higher level, but they've been working. We've seen progress. Liam Leezy, Joe Kim, Nova, there's a Zama Ayanda, which is really dope. Lindo C. He actually went to After.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Shout out Lindo C. I fucking love that boy.
So, yeah, man. And we had a co-host with our other host. The main host is Clodo Sortner. We had Millie Dooley, of which now she was on Idols and now she's on East Coast Radio.
Oh, wait.
So, yeah, man. We've seen growth in people's lives. We wouldn't originally say that they're at the top right now because it hasn't been that long, you know, but we've seen growth in each individual that's been there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And then can you explain Flyway for me?
Yeah,
some
Bluetooth. You know, that's like the question of every black person is like, hey, what is Bluetooth? So basically what we did is we combined technology with fashion because I've always had a passion for fashion and my brother is more on the technological side, like IT and all that. Chris Crumhurst.
Hey!
Shout out, my homie! So yeah, and then we thought, okay, cool, if we're going to start something, why don't we infuse the things that we best as, you know? And we came up with caps and beanies that have a Bluetooth device in it, so it allows you to sync with your phone. You can listen to your music, and you can also like answer your phone calls through it. So it's pretty cool. And still look good, you know. So we were the first company to bring on a project like that in South Africa. I didn't call it about fits. Like my nose is like very blocked. I'm sure you guys can hear it.
It's the sickly season.
Sickly season. Yeah. So we infused that, and we were the first company. Proudly the first company to bring such technology into the country. And yeah, man, it's from then it's just grown, you know, into different ventures. I think that was our first venture together and we've kind of grown into different spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then lastly, you're busy working on a vlog. Yabona or your poster. Can you just elaborate on what you're doing, Lap?
Okay. Basically, what I want to do is I want to start vlogging. So vlogging is like blogging. So, because I'm a stylist initially, but I want to be an all-round influence on fashion. and culture as well. So I'm not just wanting to change fashion, I want to change culture. So my vlog is basically about, we're going to have different adventures. I'm basically going to take the people that have supported me from day one on an adventure with me in doing different things. I mean, some days I'll sit down with someone that's very influential, we'll have a conversation that people get to watch some advice and what to go through and the do's and don'ts of the fashion industry and how hard it is, you know, and how to motivate people to keep on being obviously where they want to be and knowing that they're going to obviously get to a point where they're really huge. And on other days, we're going to go through the town, paint the town red. I've been speaking to a few restaurants where I'm going to be like a tastemaker. I'll go through, obviously advertise the place, and we advertise their meals and what they have. And on different days, I'm just going to be going around asking people like what different questions about how they feel when they're dressed in certain ways, you know, attack issues that are more than just fashion, but because people don't realize that fashion's way more than just fashion, you know, it goes into personality and how people can be and society and how people can judge you and talk about different things, you know, it widens the conversation a lot. So it's not just about what you're wearing, you know. So yeah, I'm just trying to obviously keep my interaction with the people that I'm with and the people that have supported me. So that's just another way of doing that.
All right. So just so now we're coming up to this game, ne? I don't know if you used to watch E! News, Dala, when they used to have fashion police.
Maybe I'm not that old. don't expose me.
First of all, I'm younger than you.
Oh, first of all, hey, I said I'm younger than you for a reason, okay? Don't embarrass me.
So there's this game called Fashion Police.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Obviously, you know, on the 6th of July, big we DJ hey, Dip in July.
Hey.
Stop nonsense.
I know. Small.
So
you
know? Just so people can get a quick picture. Yeah. Ujay in Joba Air Fashion Forward. Hey, Mina. Not so much, you know.
Yeah,
I literally just dressed so I'm not naked.
Yeah, I know. But it's very nice to get like both perspectives of like one thing. Because sometimes we can agree, but sometimes we cannot. Because, you know, it's different when you're behind the fashion spectrum. And it's different when you're just like, okay, cool. This is something to wear.
Very, very true. So I've got a couple of pictures here of best and worst dressed outfits from the VDJ. When I watch your opinion from a fashion perspective, and then now it's on Niazi too, but to just, you know, say my few words.
Yeah.
All right. So the first picture that we have is a Casper Nyoh vest.
Yeah. You know what the thing is? It's really dope. I like that he kept it very simple and very clean because of obviously his facial hair and his haircut. It goes very nicely with something that's very simple because, as you've seen, that style is actually taken from Nigerian people. Nigerian people have a style of looking very simple and looking very rich. So I think he kind of went for that. Even though people have been complaining that no one went for the theme. South Africans don't go with any theme, okay? So we're just judging off, obviously, how they created, obviously, their outfits and how they look.
Yeah.
I really think it looks nice.
I think he played it safe, hey?
Yeah, I think he did. I mean,
he played it
safe. But the thing is, also, you can see his attitude within the outfit.
Yes. Because,
like, he's playing it as, I'm telling you that I'm a rich nigga type of steez, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. And then Mundkasomizi Umohale.
I don't know how to I'm not laughing at him. I'm just laughing at what I'm thinking about. I don't know how to feel about that outfit. I think it would have been dope if it had like one item, either the pants or the top, like the blazer and something else. Like it's just very distracting. Because he has like a top that's very see-through underneath.
Yeah.
So I'm not understanding. It's like when you look at it, it's a lot. You know, you just have to look
Can
at it.
Can I actually tell you, like, I'm low-key. Maybe it's because I actually like them. Like, I love the both of them so much. I think I'm in love with this outfit.
Are you?
I like this outfit. I think it suits him.
Like, yeah, I know. Suits him. I mean, like, okay.
He pulled it off. I think on someone else definitely would have... it wouldn't have looked like this. Yeah. But on him, okay. I like it.
Okay. I think he's taking it from the personality because I don't know his strong sense of like, yeah. personality. I was just taking it from a fashion spectrum that was like, you know. But like, yeah.
It looks very snake skinny.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
And then, my man crush, Sanele Mkhize. Shout out. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, as I look at this picture, it's really, 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 it's something else, eh? Like, he's really stuck to the theme, but like, it looks so dope. Like, shout out to Sanele Mkhize, bro. Like,
yes.
That was, like, I think out of people that are dressed very well, they didn't stick to the theme.
Yeah.
But you dressed very well and you stuck to the theme. So it's like...
I hope you don't remember what was the theme because maybe I don't remember.
The themes were patterns.
Oh, patterns. Okay. How umo haliko y pattern, Jay?
Yeah, but like... Well, I was saying from my perspective, you can charge that for... Yeah, you know, I suppose. For
Inga kung fight disclaimer in the beginning. Well,
yeah.
And then Style by NK.
Yeah, that's my boy. Shout out to Style by NK. He's always bringing it out here.
Wasn't he in a Beyonce music video?
And Omarion as well.
You lie. My God.
Like, he's very dope. Like, he's been at it. That's the thing. Mm. I like top. Like, I think I'm going to get myself one of those. It's very nice.
It looks like a nightgown.
That's the thing. It looks like pajama material, but he like, made it look so easy as well as making like, it look formal. It's
like,
you know, formal.
P. Diddy? There's a song where P. Diddy like walks exactly. up. Exactly.
It's silk.
Yeah.
And you know what the thing is? With that outfit, he just made us realize that, you know what? I'm at a point in my life where I'm really, really getting money. Because it takes a lot for a homie to wear silk out in public.
Dude,
so he
needs to know
the homie doesn't really...
I'm gonna
you
like.
Know, doesn't really give a damn about what you have to jaws. Say.
Those jaws.
Well, I like, can't comment on these jaws.
Yes, you can.
What do you mean?
Doesn't make you gay. Whatever.
No, it's I'm not saying that, but like, I mean, a nigga's jaws. I didn't even look at the picture like that. Now I can't.
Well, I have to look at everything.
I can't take it away. I can't unsee it.
Oh no, okay. Proverb. Huh? I just.
Okay, you know what my argument is for me. You were saying that the other guy, Mohali,
yes,
he was looking nice. But Proverb killed one like he killed a blazer in a snake skin. Yeah, and then he went to something else.
Like, he just looks like a taxi owner right now. Like, I just don't like the stuff.
Yeah, I know, okay.
Maybe if he didn't wear the hat.
Yeah. I think modernly, he's not killing the game. But yeah. I think... If I had to go back to though, I think maybe he went for a theme that was like mid-90s or I don't know. Maybe he did, but like trying to make it look a bit more modern.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure. But probably you didn't do too bad, hey.
I'm also just not a big fan of the colors, like browns and stuff. I don't like those colors.
I'm not too sure. Hey?
Wasn't it DHS or like not? Didn't he school in one of these like?
Yeah, somewhere. Away
maps, my pom pom, my pongyana.
Yeah. I think maps always kills it. That's the thing, you know. But like, it's so simple, bro. But do you see at the end of like his jacket and at the end of his pants, there's patterns. So he kind of stuck to the theme without sticking to the theme. And, like, obviously, with him and his top hats, like, it always suits him with his glasses. So, I don't know. Like, who Maps is just Maps.
Yeah.
He's always been a fashion guru. So, I think...
From a non-fashion perspective, I just think he looks good in this outfit.
Yeah.
Like, if we go back to, like, Casper's one, he also played it very simple, Maps. Yeah, but, like,
of course.
He just, I don't know, I just really like
it. You know what the thing is about his outfit? It's one of those outfits that embraces the name of who you are and where you come from. So Maps didn't so simple, but it's like, okay, it's Maps.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then we got Sean Stylist. Oh, because I don't know whom's this is. Whom's are you, Sean?
No, that's also a kind of person that I've worked with a lot. He's very influential on social media. He's one of the top stylists in South Africa at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He always kills it, you know. He's a very close friend or family friend of the designers.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, so he's been a stylist for... even before I became a stylist, I used to look up to this homie on Facebook.
I like his outfit. I just like his shoes.
Yeah. You don't like his shoes?
No. Okay. I don't like the shoes, but his outfit is beautiful.
His outfit is beautiful. He came with the patterns, and then underneath that, he came with the white, which obviously complements the patterns that he's wearing.
Yes.
And obviously, the beige is like...
It's a beautiful color. I love this color.
You can't not love beige. I mean, come on. Like, especially when you're going to put it with whites. It's like...
It's now yellow bone, so it goes.
But, like, as well, like, this background, it just embraces... Can you see the, like...
With the flowers.
The flowers and everything. So, I think he's very creative with what he does.
Oh, wait. And then this man, I met him at the... what do you call it? KZN Tourism. We had a lunch just a couple days ago and he was there. His name is Maya Tafo. I hope I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
He's also a fashion designer.
Yeah.
Amongst many other things. And we figured Nobonang Mateba at this lunch. So what do you think of his outfit?
I think personally I can just tell you that you can see he's a fashion designer.
Love the bag.
Like everything of his is just says fashion, you know. It's just like he knows what he's doing. Like even if I had to, you know, put in my thing, my two cents, it would be like, okay, cool. It's just what I feel. But like in his picture and everything that he did with this picture,
he looks like he came out of the Matrix. Like that's how cool he looks.
Exactly. He looks very cool. And once you say designer, you can immediately see that within just looking at him and you're like, okay, cool. This guy knows what he's doing. I mean, he mixed the brown with the navy.
Oof. He looks
amazing.
It's
like all navy and then a brown bag. It's like, I mean, really.
You know, if he can do this, what else can he do? I think it also goes
for his, like, his height, his skin color. And it's like his Nigerian. It works for him.
Umoshendiki. Hey. And his boyfriend, I think. I think this is his boyfriend.
Well, I just have a question. Were they trying to match? I'm not understanding.
Sort of, yeah.
Because I think because now I can't judge one person and not judge the other because but
then judge them. We're here to play fashion police. Judge them.
you guys. In King I am face. Every time I look at this picture, it looks like they were trying to match, of which they didn't do a good job.
Why not?
Eh?
They used green.
Yeah, but
they're both wearing those under.
That's more like blue that he. This guy's wearing.
Okay, this is more like teal.
Teal.
Yeah.
And like teal and green is just like you're trying to get it the same color, but you couldn't get the magic outfit. And like now you had to settle for that color. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, bro? I'm not trying to be mean, but it looks
maybe
like
if they were. Like, okay, if it was a separate picture.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, now let's separate. Yeah. Let's separate.
So I definitely would go for, what's his name?
Moshendi.
Yeah, the one that's on the left, yes.
Moshendi,
I would definitely go for him. He's very neat.
Yes, you know? I also like his one more.
Yeah, because of the shoes as well, it's like a different
color.
Yes,
the shoe choice is amazing. The shoe choice
is amazing.
Some easy, some gaga. Oh my gosh, guys, I love this person.
Somizi is a very nice person, guys. Like, Somizi is a very nice, legit. I just think he wears his outfit as some gaga, and he doesn't wear his outfit as anyone else. So, he's the only person that can pull it off, I think.
I think the same thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, he's made his outfit some gaga, not that some gaga's wearing outfits. So, judging from a fashion point of view, obviously, my opinion would be a no-no. But obviously, because his personality has fits into his outfits, or he makes his outfits for his personality.
Mm.
So I think you can't separate the two. But for me, it's just like cowboy boots. I don't know. Are they cowboy boots?
No, they're not. These are not cowboy
boots. Are they heels with a cowboy like print on it? Né?
No, it's. I think it's, what do you call it?
They're a cow. Cow print.
No, it's like velvet. It's velvet.
Is it velvet?
These are velvet boots, yeah. I see. It might be a cow print.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a cow print.
No,
I'm
telling you. It really is velvet.
That's a cow print. I can tell you that. I can see that.
Okay.
That is it. That, definitely. So what I'm saying is the cow print with the green, it says, you can't mix three colors that are actually far from each other. It's white
actually,
and brown.
It's actually floral. It's floral.
Is it?
It's floral.
Yeah, it looks velvet. Very much like
like the two separate different things.
Then you shouldn't have said a green chair, because then that defeats the whole purpose. Like if the chair was different,
the
maybe.
Chair is part of the outfit.
Yeah, the chair is part of the outfit. That's what I'm saying. You can't separate, because he went for a green that looks exactly like his outfit.
Okay,
now, when you look at that
you.
Picture, how do you separate the chair from his outfit?
Yeah.
Like it's very hard.
Away, and then we've got Leon Payne. I think he's like a. I don't want to say he's an Instagram influencer because I'm sure he does much more.
He's on fashion. He's in like fashion, and he works for what's this? Durban Fashion Council.
Yes.
Old friend of mine. As I say, he always kills his outfits. He knows how to do his
hair. I always see him like in different spots, and I'm a fan. I love this outfit as well. This green. This is a better green compared to the Somizi green.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. And he knows his skin color, and he realizes what he can work with. And his grooming is always on point. I can never hate on Leon.
Okay, so 10 on Leon.
Yeah.
Tula Sizwe. Tula Sizwe.
Is that a navy pants?
That's a navy pants. It looks like it.
So my problem is, I don't know what to say about this.
I'm not gonna lie. I wish what this pattern was used for a dress.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking to myself. I like the patterns for a blazer, it's not, and plus he wore like a wig. I feel like he should have wore a dress if he was going to do that. Like, it's very confusing because you're trying to see a male dominant figure because obviously it's in a suit, and now you see his hair, and it's just like two different things, if you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, and also, what's going on with the eyebrow?
So that's what I'm saying. It's very confusing because he's doing a lot of things that are contradicting his whole outfit. Yeah, well, and yeah, I mean, I think your grooming goes
he
well.
He literally looks like someone's mom, though.
But I mean, like someone's mom and dad.
He looks like someone's mom.
I'm not being mean, but he looks like someone's mom.
Then we go to our mate. Alex King.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. yeah, shout out to my younger brother, Alexander K World, if that's Instagram. He definitely killed it.
Yeah, you know, I love the coat.
He killed it. It's very tricky for a lot of guys to wear pink, especially if you're going to wear the whole suit. So if you can kill a pink in a suit, because pink is a deadly color, it's like not all guys can do it because there's a borderline of looking gay. For some niggas that are very masculine, and I don't have anything about like gay people, not at all, but I'm just saying it could look very wrong in terms of what you're trying to push or what you're trying to portray, you know.
I think pink is a very like brave color. Like I feel
that's
like pink has become a very unisex color as well.
Yeah,
like,
no, it has. But I mean, it's a whole suit. That's
fact,
a different thing.
No,
if you have one item. And a whole suit in pink, and that's light pink.
There's
nothing wrong with that. But like what I'm saying is, if you were a masculine figure, you know, it would be a problem if someone came up to you and gave you the wrong idea. Do you understand what I'm saying? But he could kill it off with looking masculine, and then he did the codes over that, which that's a different color of pink.
I don't know.
So he killed.
All
like,
I'm saying, I'm a fan of this.
He
and
killed two types of pink. In one outfit.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
true.
That's just like, okay, cool.
I think a man in pink looks sexy. Moving on to Zulu Makatini. Nayo koge, similar color, but it's more maroony. It's like a darker pink.
I feel like he was very safe with his outfit.
You think he was?
Very safe. I think he just didn't want to win anything. Like, he looks very safe. Like, he was.
I feel like he literally pulled out his church outfit. Yeah, I don't that's what I'm saying. Color is amazing, yeah. But I don't know. Just the look of it just makes me feel like ukhiphe isuti yasesontweni. It doesn't look like mhlampe he prepared or planned, yabo, or like why we design.
That's
into tenga stolo le.
That's what I'm saying.
And I mean, it's the July.
Sorry. That's what I'm saying. That he played it very, yeah, very safe. It's something that was like probably in his cupboard or something.
Yeah.
Or something that he's had before. So I think that's why I'm saying he played it very safe. And there's not much creativity in that. I mean, I think he literally didn't buy the outfit.
So. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the woman. Jessica Nkosi. I love her outfit. I think it's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. And she just had a baby. She's like, she looks fucking she's killing amazing.
She's killing it. I love gorgeous. I love the fact that she could show some skin after having the baby, because some ladies obviously become very conscious of their body after they have had a child.
No, she looks fucking beautiful. But she really killed the outfit. Flawless.
And she stuck to the theme, which is like, you know.
Yeah, no. She killed it. The outfit, everything. She's amazing. DJ Tira, no. Is this his wife? Or
yeah, that's his wife, Kuku.
Yeah. What do you think of the... well, both of them. I feel like, first of all, Tira tried to copy Usa's style.
Yeah. Tira, he went with the trend now, but I don't think the trend now worked for him. I'm not, this is my opinion. I think he's literally, because, like, I think most blazers nowadays, in the trend, it's not literally having buttons on it, but you have a belt around it that goes around it and you can tie it. So I think he tried to go for, like, what's modern now, but, like, what's modern now is not for exactly Amakrokman. Yeah, Ukuku. Hey, guys, this is a hard one. Ukuku, no disrespect, but, like, ingubo yakhe, it's not appealing at all, you know.
You don't like it.
Especially, yeah, from my side. Especially because... yeah, it shows her couplings underneath her dress. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I see what you're talking about.
Especially if you're someone's wife, it's not. It's
hectic. She doesn't have to be someone's wife.
No, but
I'm just saying, for couplings like to that, show during the outfit.
Yeah. Okay.
Like not acceptable.
Okay.
K.O.
Okay. Oh,
is this not the same color that Leon used? Is this not the same green?
No, I think the green that Leon used is on his head, like there. Yeah, I think he.
Okay, you're right.
KO, really nice suit, brother.
I feel like he almost looked like a sailor.
Yeah.
If he added another row of buttons, he would have... Like, I don't like this double row button thing, man. I really dislike it.
Yeah, no, but personally, I like it. I don't know. It's from back in the days, and it makes you very, very elegant. Because, like, the big bosses back in the days used to wear the double-breasted.
Has he, like, gone chubs a bit? Like, there's nothing wrong with going chubs.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with going chubs. But you can't
I'm
wear...
seeing some nips here.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some nipple action. Linda Mdoba. Do you know her? She acts on... Ispire. She acted on Ispire.
Yeah.
And she's pregnant. I'm so excited. I don't know why, but I'm so excited.
Just for me, it looks like a mother's outfit. She went really well with the.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah, it's also a great like coming out pregnant.
Yeah,
outfit.
That's what I'm saying. It's a motherly theme. She just gave it that. Okay, respect.
Yeah, no,
there's a mother coming through type of vibe, you know?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I know she is.
Hope Mbele. Yes, girl.
She did two outfits, no?
Yeah, she did two outfits.
I
like her hairstyle for the pink outfit, the big dress.
Yeah. I think the first outfit looks very gorgeous on her.
The pink dress one.
The pink dress one, sorry. Yeah. That garment is amazing. Is that seashells on the top?
It's flowers.
I think it looks gorgeous.
Yeah,
on her.
No, she looks gorgeous in this one.
Yeah, and like her hairstyle suits. She's going for like a princess look, like
yeah,
very innocent, like princess look. And then the second outfit, she just like totally differed, which means like her character went the total opposite way. So I don't think at events like that you really confuse people. I think you should keep, if you're having one or two or three like outfits, I think it should go up, but like in the same trend or on the same road.
Not, so you feel like she went downwards after
the No. Outfit. I feel like she just totally switched her look and gets hard. Because I really appreciate the first outfit. Now, it's hard for me to speak on the second because she showed me a total different idea. Yeah. And from that, I think compared to the first one, I would say the second one is a no-no.
I really like the first one.
Yeah.
The second one, I love the back. The back is very like...
Yeah.
The front, I'm not too sure, hey?
Yeah.
Like, it's dope, but it's too safe. Like, it's too silent. Yeah. But I get then when you turn around, and it's like, boom, bam! You know, I get it. I get it. Bonang Matheba, really love it. She looks like a glass of champagne.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, Bonang just keeps on killing and killing
too much.
Like, her dress is so effortless there. She literally does look like the House of BNG. So, like, she really made her outfit work for herself and her body. Obviously, she's got her very
She's like
body.
The sunset.
Exactly. Like, her dress is like a sunset and she's light-skinned. Like, everything in her outfit works for her. And I think she knows what she's doing. She's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
She just looks effortless.
Hey, Kangimbao.
Hey, Mfethu. It's a tricky one. Hey, Mfethu.
I feel like this look has been done.
So many times.
Yeah, this look has
been
done.
So many times. I can literally, with me looking at her, I'm thinking of Cardi B. Because Cardi B did this like 4 years ago.
This look has been done. I don't even want to talk
about it. So many times, bro. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's overdone. Yeah. I can't appreciate it.
Boyti. Yeah. Boyti, I like this outfit.
No, Boyti.
I like.
No, she kills it. And you know what the thing is, I respect about Boyti. She knows... It's important, guys. It's important for you to know your skin color so you can know which colors go for you. Upoiti always does the rounds in terms of her skin color. She never goes too bright because she understands that her skin color is of a certain type. And I think purple goes for her with the feathers. Really makes it look feminine. Man. She went for a boss, princess or queen type of look.
Yeah. And then lastly, we have to talk about her outfits. Uzodo Wabantu.
Isn't she getting married or something?
I don't know what's happening in her
life.
Did
she get divorced before she got married?
I don't know what's because happening with her life.
Because apparently she divorced her Benton. Yo, my guy. Like, at an event like this, I understand. Wait, what did she get famous for, first of all? I just want to ask that.
I don't know anything.
What do you mean you don't know anything? Okay. Wasn't she famous for taking off her panties?
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to say, like, you know what? Woman, pushing woman and all this thing aside. Yeah. I think, like, no, I'm not a fan of this
outfit. No, but I think.
I'm not a fan of this outfit, straight up.
You know what she did to herself? I'm glad you wore a panty this time, but I mean... You know what she's pushing to herself? It's the stereotype of what women try and claim back for men is that we don't look trashy and you should never rape a woman because of what she's dressed in. But she's going the total opposite way and she's pushing that boundary in terms of that.
I get that, and that's dope. That's cool. But me personally, I'm just talking from the outfit perspective. Like, if I saw this hanging, like, hey, Mr. Price, no me gape right now. I wouldn't pick it and wear it or even try it on. No, like, I'm cool.
What I'm saying is what I don't respect about the outfit is that there's you know, this whole rape thing of even if I'm dressed in a certain way, it doesn't mean I deserve to be raped.
Yeah.
Like, she's pushing a boundary to whereby she's going further than just a crop top or whatever. That's just, for me... It's
basically, I get you.
No.
That's cool. It's all right.
Yeah.
So enough of that. Let's play another game. Yeah. Let's play another game.
What's good?
So I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions,
yeah,
Jay.
Yeah.
And I just wanna test your knowledge. I'm very scared.
Let's get this work.
Yes, I'm going to class lap. I'm gonna
If it's my confidence is on another level.
All right, okay. So Jay, riddle me this. Yeah. Are you smart?
Am I smart?
Are you smart?
I like to think so.
What makes you smart, Jay?
What makes me smart is the fact that I can think of ideas way further than what the norm is thinking about.
Spell it.
What? Spell what?
Spell it.
I-T.
At you. Second question.
Yeah.
If a plane crashed on the border of South Africa and Zimbabwe, where would they bury the survivors?
I would say half in Zimbabwe and half in South Africa.
One more time?
Yeah.
One more time. Say your answer one more time.
I'm going to say my answer one more time.
Yes.
Wait, can you ask me the question again? I feel like you're tricking me.
Jay, I can't ask you.
If a plane crashed on the border of Zimbabwe and South Africa,
yes.
Where would they bury the passengers?
Yes.
On both sides. South Africa and Zimbabwe.
First of all, I said, where would you bury the survivors? You don't bury survivors.
Oh! I've been played. Whoa! I've been played. Okay.
So, Jay.
Yeah.
Some months have 30 days.
Yeah.
Some months have 31 days.
Mm-hmm.
How many have 28?
One.
Which one's that?
February.
Don't you think all of them have 28 days?
What do you mean? Wait. Oh my gosh, this is such a mindfuck. Wait, what do you
mean? They have to go past 28 to get to 30 and 31?
And I thought I knew the shit. I had it by the hand, but I lost it.
So what does T-E-L-L-Y spell?
T-E. L L Y Telly.
What does K E L L Y spell?
Kenny.
So what does J U L Y spell?
Jolly. Wait, what? What? J U L Y. Oh shit. Damn.
What does it spell, Jay?
It spells July. Okay, wow. I've been played so badly, guys. But I mean, understanding, I think if you're in the same situation.
You know what?
It's about. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and then.
What?
Wow. Since are you a South African citizen, Jay?
Sometimes.
Are you born and raised here?
That's a mindfuck. Wait.
I'm literally asking you a question.
Yes.
Okay. So what does SARS stand for?
So South African Revenue Service.
Look at you. Do you pay your taxes?
Yes. When I have the money to.
Away. Okay. And then my last question for you. If it takes 5 minutes to boil one egg, how many minutes does it take to boil half a dozen eggs?
If it takes a minute to boil one egg.
It takes 5 minutes to boil one egg. How many minutes does it take to boil half a dozen eggs?
Half a dozen eggs. About 30 minutes. Well, half a dozen is six, right?
Yeah.
So you times 5 by 6. You said it takes 5 minutes to boil one egg.
It's five minutes, bro.
Wait. No, bro. Wait, can you repeat that, please? Just for the sake of my well-being.
If it takes 5 minutes to boil one egg.
Exactly. 5 minutes to boil one egg. And then what do you say after that?
How many minutes does it take to boil half a dozen eggs?
Wait, a dozen? What the fuck is it doesn't?
It's six.
So what am I saying?
They're all getting boiled at the same time.
No, you didn't say that. I feel like you should have said that.
No, you don't have to say that.
Because the thing is, you messed with my mind because I'm still thinking about the one.
So how
many pots do you have to boil? Are you putting all these eggs in one pot?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Wow. Guys, I have been fooled. But like I got 2 out of 3, no?
No,
I mean 2 out of 5.
You did. You only
got the first one.
You only got the first O and SARS.
Yes, I got 2 out of... How many?
2 out of 5, yeah.
Oh, no, not so bad.
Well done.
It's tricky.
So, Jay, I'm going to end the show now. Yep. It's the ending. It's the end, guys. Party time. Party time's got to go. Jay, Imag, before start, abafuna ukustyla wena or who want to reach out to you, where can they find you on the social platforms?
Okay, on the social platforms, on Instagram, jstyles_16. And basically, Instagram is my main source of customers and clients. Mm. And you can contact me on liveevents_dbn. But other than that, I don't have Facebook and Twitter.
Why? Why? What kicked you out?
What do you mean, what kicked me out? I kind of got to a point whereby all social media platforms are doing the same thing. But I feel like Instagram came out with some of the things like stories and all that. And then Facebook started getting the same thing. And now, like, it doesn't fit. You're watching stories on Facebook. You're watching stories on Instagram. It's probably of the same person.
Yeah.
So I feel like one social media platform for me, and obviously Instagram at the moment is the biggest one.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm a visual artist. So people need to see my visuals. So I think Instagram is perfect for me. I'm not really writing anything. So Facebook is not really a thing, or Twitter.
But don't you just go there for the memes? I mean, that's what I do.
No, I go to Instagram for memes. I just deal with Instagram.
Oh my gosh. Like,
Instagram has memes as well.
But you don't
know?
Get those funny threads, those funny Twitter threads on Instagram.
Yeah, you know where I find them? I find them on my WhatsApp.
Oh my God.
WhatsApp stories.
All right. Oh, yeah. How did you get the name Styles? What was happening? Well, obviously you're a fashion stylist, that process of finding a name.
I think obviously my name's always been Jay, but as soon as I started proclaiming and obviously taking on the name of being a stylist, my friends and people around me just started calling me, because obviously stylist style.
Mm.
So people were like, oh, Styles, you know, type of thing. So as soon as, even before, like, I got to do big gigs, I was just like, I'm a stylist, whatever. And every time I introduce myself to someone, I'm like, I'm Jay, I'm a stylist, you know. Mm. And then my friends kind of got onto that, and one of my friends was just like, ah, Styles. And I was like, okay, cool. I don't like that, but like, I like it as well. So I think all my friends started calling me Styles. So yeah, I mean, I mixed that together and I was like, Jay Styles.
Away. And then, all right, Jay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Siyabonga.
Yeah.
That's it for me, by the way. That's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. Jay, it's been real.
Yeah, it's been real.
Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me on your first show, man. Shout out. That's a big, major thing.
Bruh.
Once you have things, or sugar was, I was on the first one. Thank you so much, man.
Oh, wait. Don't forget to follow Deeply Rooted Durban on Instagram, Facebook. And please, guys, subscribe, like, and click that alert button on, button on your YouTube channel. On Deeply Rooted DBN. Make sure to catch the show on demand on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube. Also, you can find me on IG_ShiniBengu_. It's party time. Gotta love and leave you. Love and light. Bye.
Hi, it's about that time.
It's party time from the Culture Swan on Radio DR.co.za.
Okay, sure. Radio DR.co.za.